To discuss the resurgent Jays, Ian Harrison from AP in Toronto joins us. Ian, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, Ian. It's I know they've won six in a row, and that has a lot of people talking. But you know, nine and one in their last 10, they've really started to turn things around, and it's really they're getting contributions from the guys you'd expect, right? Reyes is stealing bases, playing good defense. Their starting pitchers are playing well, and Encarnacion, it might be the hottest guy in baseball right now.
Yeah, this is the team that everybody expected to see last year with the Blue Jays. And it's, you know, it's a year late, but it's coming good finally. And yeah, it's exciting. You know, Reyes, a demon on the base pass, 3 stolen bases yesterday, the first time he's done that in almost 6 years. You mentioned Encarnacion just having an insane month, 12 home runs so far. He's 2 away from matching the Blue Jays record for home runs in a month all time. Jose Bautista had 14 in June of 2012, I believe. And you know, pretty much anything Edwin hits right now is going over the wall. So the pitching after a sort of shaky start to the season for the Blue Jays seems to be, you know, working out right now. The starting staff and the bullpen both working together in tandem. So things are looking pretty rosy right now.
Reyes stealing that many bases, that's got to be a sign he's finally 100% healthy and not worried about any sort of leg injury.
I guess so. I mean, you know, given his history, to say that he's 100% at any time, you know, I think he's only ever, you know, one bad turn or one misstep away from, you know, another tweak or another strain or something. That's just the reality, I think, and especially when he's playing on turf as much as he does, that, you know, he's going to have to, he's probably going to deal with something at some point, you would think. I mean, you know, obviously you don't want to see that happen, but, you know, a guy who has the kind of history of leg injuries that he does, I think that there's the possibility that his muscles could just, you know, give him trouble at any time. So, you know, I mean, in his case, I think that you just got to take what you can get as long as you can get it and hope that it stays good. But, you know, to expect him to go 162 games without having some kind of problem, I mean, given, you know, we already saw his injury at the start of the season, first at bat in Tampa Bay, and that seemed just like such a bad start. So I mean, you know, in my sense, something like that could happen to him at any time. Obviously, you cross your fingers and hope that it doesn't, but you kind of have to keep it in the back of your mind that something could.
You look at the Jays pitching overall. You know, their ERA is 24th. In the majors, if you look at it overall. Now, obviously, they got off to a tough start. Do you think their pitching is good enough to win the division?
I still think that they would probably feel a lot better about things if they had one more starter who they felt, you know, was dependable, reliable, give them deep starts every time. You know, Liam Hendricks came up the other night, Friday night, and had a nice start against Oakland. You know, and he's had a great year at AAA, unbeaten at AAA before coming up here. But it's hard for me to think that, you know, Liam Hendricks is a long-term answer. You know, I obviously Marcus Stroman is waiting in the wings to come up and see what he can do. But, you know, largely untested. I think that there's probably going to be a little bit of wait and see for the Blue Jays and Alex Anthopoulos, the GM, see how things shake down in the next, you know, month and a half as they get closer to that July 31st deadline. Maybe if they're still, you know, in first place then, or hanging on, if they're still within a couple of games with a lead, then he goes and makes a move to get another dependable starter. And I think that's probably the biggest thing that they need right now.
Ian Harrison joined us talking to Toronto Blue Jays. You know, I was noticing, you know, trade rumors, of course, are now starting to fly. And, you know, do you think the Jays are in a position to want to deal some of their top prospects to get a starting pitcher?
They may have to. I mean, I don't think they would want to in an ideal world, but, you know, that's probably the price you're going to have to pay if you want to get that kind of player. You know, and they do have some options there. You know, possibly you could dangle a Marcus Stroman or a Sean Nolan, maybe even an Aaron Sanchez. You know, I mean, it's always tough to give up on guys when they're young and you know, they have so much potential. You never want to make a move and see a guy go somewhere else and really, really flourish. And that, you know, if the trade-off is you get a guy in here who puts you into the playoffs, then maybe you can, you know, that's how you rationalize it. You know, I think they have the chips, and if they want to make a move, then, you know, and there's no secret. The other teams know that those are the guys who are rated highly You know, I'm sure that those are the guys, the names that come up time and again when Alex Anthopoulos makes calls. And yeah, maybe we will see one of those or more than one of those guys moved on to bring back a veteran starter.
Mark Burley, wheeling and dealing on the mound this year. You know, he's obviously being the leader, being one of the best pitchers in the American League. What's been the biggest change, if any, in his approach to guys at the plate or just how he's been on the mound?
I don't see a big change in approach or anything. I think he's still the same Mark Burley. You know, he's delightfully sort of removed from assessing things and worrying about things. You know, famously does not bother himself with scouting reports. He just says, you know, I trust my catcher to put down the right fingers and throw whatever he tells me to, just try to execute pitches. You know, he's had exceptional control. You know, he continues to work fast and keep opposing batters off balance. You know, I mean, it's just incredible for a guy who, you know, probably wouldn't put a dent in a foam piece of foam with his fastball, but you know, he gets it done with what he's got. He's not throwing smoke by anybody, but you know, it's pitching. You know, that's the difference between throwing and pitching is Mark Burley right there. And yeah, it's great to watch and you know, you'd like to see it continue. Maybe he's putting himself in contention, maybe for an All-Star game start.
Yeah, very much so. Although the Jays, I'm sure, could care less about that. They wanted to put himself in a position for a playoff start.
Exactly.
One last one for you. You know, Edwin Encarnacion, he's got, 5 days left to break the record for most home runs in a month. And the way he's playing and swinging the bat, you think it's obvious. Was he a guy who just had bad luck early on in the play in the season, or is he just a slow starter?
I'm not sure. It's hard to say. You know, I think that, he only had 2 home runs in the first month and, you know, 12 so far this month. You know, the real Edwin Encarnacion is probably somewhere in the middle. You know, he's probably not that bad and he's not necessarily this good for, you know, 6 months. You know, I think there were probably some balls early on that, you know, like bad luck, ball hit hard that right at somebody or whatever. I'm not sure about the slow start thing. I think it's probably just more a question of circumstance and what have you. And it, like, he got in that groove this month, and now everything's working for him. You know, the mechanics are great, and it's just finding success all the time. It's fun to watch. I talked to Eric Kratz after yesterday's game. I said, you know, like, is it a case now when Edwin comes to the plate that everybody in the dugout sits still and makes sure they're watching? He said, yeah, you know, you want to make sure you have a good view. It's definitely fun to watch right now, and that's the case for everybody, I think. You hear his name called, and you make sure you're focused on what he's going to do next.
Ian, I appreciate the rundown. Enjoy the game tonight.
My pleasure. Thank you.